18-year-old Yahil Sharabi were informed of her death in the morning. They're still waiting for information on Noya, who's 16. The World Health Organization says 2,800 people have died and 11,000 are injured in Gaza, with women and children making up half of the casualties. James Elder from UNICEF wants a humanitarian pause.
The longer they're exposed to this, psychologists will tell you, the more deeply entrenched become those scars, which are both emotional, social. Psychologists will tell you the only way to get out is for the bombardment to stop.
Meanwhile, British officials say they're working to secure the opening of the Rafah crossing. It's to allow Brits to flee to Egypt and aid to reach Palestinians. Police say they're stepping up their presence at England's Euro 2024 qualifier against Italy following yesterday's shooting in Brussels. It's happened before a match between Belgium and Sweden. Belgium's interior minister says the suspected gunman claimed in a video he was a member of Islamic State and was shot dead by officers. Sweden's TV4 reporter Ola Lund feels authorities have been naive.
There has been burnings of the Quran several times in Sweden the last 6 months, which has raised the threat level from Muslims towards Sweden. That has been very vocal.
A woman who was injured when a bus crashed into a shop in Manchester yesterday has died. Her family's thanked people who came to her aid. Figures show wages are growing faster than prices are rising for the first time in nearly 2 years. The Office for National Statistics says regular earnings rose by 7.8% in the 3 months to August. And proposals could see pupils in England sit GCSE and A-level exams using computers. The rollout will see many sitting at least one major subject digitally by 2030.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, thank you, whoever you were. Obviously, you're keeping a low profile there. Now, today we can expect sunny intervals along with a moderate breeze and a top temperature of 15, which is going to dip to 11 overnight. But prepare for periods of heavy rain tomorrow, thundery showers on Thursday, and more periods of mainly light rain on Friday and Saturday. And as for temperatures, well, 16 tomorrow, 18 on Thursday, 17 on Friday, and just 11 on Saturday. Oh, dear.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Britain's award-winning Scott Ross.
Much more music.
You're better off when your radio's on.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
When you see a ship go sailing,
Yeah, ELO inviting you to hold on tight, and you really should hold on tight because I'm here for another hour through until 3 o'clock this afternoon. It's Scott Ross with the second hour of the 1-2-3 show, and at about 2:30, Margaret Mills returns to look once more at the Essex family who descended from William Conqueror, the Tyrells. But first off, it's time for music from Sugar Babes.
7 hours since you went away. 11 coffees, Ricky Lake on play. But late at night when I'm feeling blue, I sell my ass before I think of you. 7 hours since you closed the door. Started to die, you got a manicure. Erase your number from my telephone. And if you call me, my brain.
Sugar Babes, they're suffering with a hole in the head. Not a good thing to have, I would suggest. Now, this coming Sunday, that's the 22nd of October, you have a chance to feast on street food because the Brentwood Vegan Market will be in the High Street right here in Brentwood. And there'll be artisan bakes, craft cheeses, handmade cosmetics, eco-friendly fashion and jewellery, arts and crafts and charity stalls. It's all curated by ethical and sustainable businesses, and it starts at 10:30 in the morning, goes through until 4 o'clock in the afternoon. You can get more information by going to the website allthewsveganmarkets.co.uk/location/Brentwood, or of course, even easier, just go to our website phoenixfm.com and follow the links to local events, and then, like just like Oasis, you can roll with it.
across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Hi, my name's Rob Harvey, and if you can join us on a Tuesday evening for Simp City, it starts at 8 p.m. We have the very best in electronic synth pop electrica in the show. That's Tuesdays, 8 p.m. for Simp City on Phoenix 98 FM.
Once upon a time,
Cinderella,
the most magical fairy tale of them all.
You will never go to the ball.
A girl who dares to dream.
On the stroke of midnight, the spell will be broken, and everything will be as it was before.
Goodbye, my prince.
Wait, I don't even know your name.
We're back at the Tangate Theatre, Basildon, with Cinderella. There's magic, flying horses, and dreams that really do come true. From November to the 2nd of January. Book now at tangatetheatre.co.uk.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut and Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Remember this golden classic.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Scott Ross.
Playing the hits of yesteryear just for you.
See you.
another chart topper from the Stock-Aitken Waterman Hit Factory, and this time propelled to the number 8 position in 1988 by boy band Brother Beyond. And if you enjoy your music from the 80s, make a point of joining Xanthi Behrman for our 80s show Greaties here on Phoenix FM, which now airs Sunday evenings between 8 and 10 p.m. But let's come right up to date now with Delta Goodrum. Delta Goodrum there, and back to your heart.
Phoenix FM travel news.
Well, A127 eastbound is partially blocked just before the Fortune of War roundabout. That's the high road north following an accident involving two vehicles. Traffic is slow moving there. We'll hope they get that clear before I have to go that way. A12 northbound, that's also slow, approaching Junction 25 from Marks Tay, A120. There's the roadworks in that particular area. In Rayleigh, it's slow northbound on High Street northbound to Crown Hill, and also slow on Crown Hill to the High Street. And in Southend, they don't get away with it either. The A1159 Eastern Avenue and Priory Crescent, the slow-moving traffic westbound there from Bournemouth Park Road to Cuckoo Corner. That's for Victoria Avenue. And, of course, we still have the 40-mile-an-hour speed restriction and lane closures in force on the A12 between junctions 13 and 16. That's Ingatestone and Gallywood. That's due to resurfacing work. There's a park closure of Barley Lands Road in Great Birstead, which will be in effect until the 20th of October. We have been told that Western Road in Billericay would remain closed until the 30th of October, but I'm pleased to say it seems to have reopened. Now, as far as public transport is concerned, can't see any problems on C2C or Greater Anglia, but if you're heading London bound, note that the Bakerloo line has severe delays. That's particularly between Stonebridge and Harrogate Wealdstone due to a faulty train in that particular area. London Overground is suffering severe delays between Watford Junction and Euston. Another faulty train there. Better get them fixed. Piccadilly line has severe delays between Acton Town and Cockfosters. That's due to a signal failure. And there are minor delays on the tram service as well. But that's a long way outside our area, so I won't worry too much about it. And, of course, Joe will have a further update for you at around about 25 past 3. But at 26 minutes past 2, you are fully up to speed. And playing too much music now. You can't have too much music, surely. It's Jake Shears.
98FM and online at phoenixfm.com. Local radio for Brentwood and Billericay.
Now, last week, Margaret, you were posing the question of whether an Essex man killed a king, and you were talking about Walter Tyrrell, and now this week you're going to be looking at the Tyrrell family in a little bit more depth.
Yes, Tyrrell family are interesting. It's a name very much associated with Essex, in the same way as the Mildmay family and the De Veres of Headingham Castle are associated with Essex. I spoke about Walter Tyrrell last week, who was owner of the manor of Langham near Colchester, and the question was, did he kill King William II, son of William the Conqueror? Well, as far as we know, the jury's still out on that one. But Reverend Philip Morant, a very well-known and very famous 18th century historian, was convinced that Walter Tyrrell was a member of the well-known Tyrrell family of Essex. And it was Philip Morant who pointed out how many other famous Tyrrells there have been throughout history. For example, there was the Sir John Tyrrell, who was High Sheriff of Essex in the 16th century. There were earlier Tyrrells that held positions of honour throughout Essex. There was perhaps the most well-known Tyrrell in Essex was Gertrude Tyrrell, a lady for a change, who was born in 1510 at Little Warley. And she ended up as the first wife of Sir William Peter of Ingate Stone Hall. So the Tyrrell family, very well known in Essex, held many different positions of honour, including High Sheriff of the county. And was Walter Tyrrell one of them? Well, the Reverend Philip Moran is of the opinion that he was. Yes. So if you'd like to know more about the Tyrrell family, I'd recommend a trip to Essex Record Office, and you'll be able to read about many other famous members of the Tyrrell family.
Fair enough. Thank you very much indeed. And so what are you looking at next week then?
Next week I shall be looking at Colchester's rebellious clergy.
Oh, right. Well, it's not the clergyman you've just been talking about, though.
No.
Right,
no,
okay.
This is others.
Okay, thank you.
Phoenix FM.
It's love time.
98 FM.
Your light. I can love you, I can be anything you
ice cream castles in the air and feathered canyons everywhere. I've looked at clouds that way, but now they only block the sun. They rain and snow on everyone. So many things I would have done, but clouds got in my way.
Beautiful record there from Judy Collins at Both Sides Now. Before that, it was George Ezra and Anyone For You. I just got to say this. I remember a joke on a radio many, many years ago when they were talking about that particular record, Both Sides Now. And somebody said, yeah, Judy Collins is about to release Both Sides Now. And this guy said, this I got to see. Yeah, well, perhaps we should leave that. Anyway, Brentwood Food Bank is part of a nationwide network of food banks which is supported by the Trussell Trust, working to combat poverty and hunger across the UK. And in just a couple of days, a couple of weeks ago, at Doddinghurst Road Church, the food bank there fed 199 local people who were unable to make their budget stretch to food after trying to meet other commitments. So if you can help, please get in touch with them by calling them on 01277 224 528. It's a Brentwood number, 01277 224 528. And you can also email them info@brentwood.foodbank.org.uk. You can get more information by taking a look at the website brentwood.foodbank.org.uk. Now, if you can help, that would be absolutely fantastic. And they really urgently need tea, shampoo and shower gel, carrier bags, toiletries of any kind of food that you can offer would be most appreciated. And then, just like marmalade, they'll be feeling a lot more bright.
Wondering if I'll ever become a rock star. How
is Phoenix FM.
Welcome to award-winning care and luxurious living at Avery Collection at Brentwood Arches. We offer residential, nursing and dementia care delivered by highly trained and dedicated staff with spacious accommodation, light and airy apartments, expansive communal areas and gardens that allow residents to retain their independence in style. Join us for a look round and discover what life is like at Avery Collection at Brentwood Arches. Visit our website to find out more. Search for Avery Healthcare.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Could you give the precious gift of time? Our St. Francis Hospice charity shops urgently need more volunteers. By volunteering at our shops, you'll be helping us to make a real difference to local people that need our experienced care. You'll also gain new skills and make new friends along the way. Apply to volunteer in our shops today. Go to sfh.org.uk/volunteer.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Fun Radio! It's a greed! Yes, indeed! Number one!
Last
when he was still basking in the fame of Neighbours. That was Jason Donovan and Too Many Broken Hearts. Coming much more up to date now, it's Locke and James Arthur who want to work with my love.
My love is impossible, so hard to control. My heart is a beautiful kind of wrecking ball. I know I get a little bit crazy, out of my head, yeah, baby, too much. But if you really wanna be with me, you gotta handle all that I got. Can you work with my love?
Cracking sound there from Malok and James Arthur working with my love. And this is a new, well, no, it's, well, it's fairly new. It's Ewan McFarlane.
My knuckles are white,
it on me, Ewan McFarland there, and that just about wraps it up for me. Scott Ross had today's 1-2-3 show. All being well, I'll see you again next Monday, but stay tuned now for Joe Bailey, who on behalf of St Francis Hospice will be looking to see you safely home this afternoon on Drive. And don't ever forget that as you get older, it's the things you didn't do that you'll regret. And we'll play out now with Apollo Junction and Magic, but from me, bye-bye.
This wonderland. I've been living in a daydream, daydream, calling a love stream, and I'm hoping maybe, maybe it's got to be you and me.
This is Phoenix FM News.